Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight talking Sherrard Tiger Wrestling with junior 220-pounder Jarrett Bailey. He's a state qualifier. How does that sound, Jarrett? Congratulations. A nice finish for you at the sectional last weekend to qualify for state. But when I say Jarrett Bailey, state qualifier, what does that mean to you? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, thank you, Jim. It's a pretty big deal. I mean, my first time competing in a regional, making it out. So doing pretty good for myself, I think.
Well, you hung in there then as a freshman and a sophomore, not making the varsity lineup. You cracked the lineup finally your junior year. So a little bit about the perseverance, you know, not getting a chance your freshman or sophomore year, but making the most of it your junior year. What about that?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I've had some tough competition freshman and sophomore year, and it's always been a goal of mine to make the state. I didn't think I would be able to make it this year, but yeah, I think it's pretty good. I've had some tough guys in the room too. I can't really just keep it to myself, but yeah, I think it's a whole team effort.
Well, and then the 220-pound weight class has some good dudes in the area, right? You can almost have a mini state meet here in Western Illinois with the kid from Orion and Logan Lee, and I think Colin Schmidt. He's a state qualifier from Rock Ridge, and then Jarrett Bailey from Sherrard. I think that's kind of a neat story. So apparently 220-pound weight class pretty good in 2016-2017.
Yeah, we got some great guys. I've wrestled Colin a couple times. It's been pretty close matches. I haven't been able to take him yet. And Logan Lee, fortunately, I haven't got to wrestle him this year.
Well, in a little bit about what your expectations are going to state. Of course, the state meet gets underway Thursday, and I know you're going to, you know, let it sink in a little bit when you get down to the State Farm Center. What are you looking forward to most of all about this experience, and kind of what are your expectations heading into the weekend?
Well, I mean, it's great just to get down there, but I guess my goals for myself is to win a couple matches, you know, not get out first round, maybe shoot for a place.
Well, and why don't you take us through the postseason for you, you know, your regional weekend and your sectional weekend. Just what have you thought in terms of how you've wrestled?
Well, I mean, regionals, it was kind of a smaller bracket, but I made it through. We had Logan Lee winning it and then Colin second, me on third. So I've seen quite a few tournaments like that turn out. And sectionals, that was kind of a comeback story. I lost my first match, someone I think I probably should have beat, but didn't. And I wrestled back three kids that I guess on paper looked better than me, but I guess I just persevered and made it back.
Well, and that's what you say when you go to the wrestle backs, you know, after losing an early round match. That's a long road, man.
Yeah.
So dealing with that and coming through, why did you tell us about your mindset? I mean, it's tough when you get in that wrestle back situation and you look forward and say, man, I gotta win a bunch of matches to try to get to state.
Right. It's kind of like what my coach said. You have nothing to lose. You know, I'm already kind of at the bottom and I want to dig myself back up. Might as well just have fun because, you know, every match could be your last.
Well, and you look at your season here in 2016-2017. So you cracked the varsity lineup for the first time as a junior. What has the progress been like for you when you reflect back during the regular season? Was there kind of a point of the season or a tournament or a match that really stood out where you felt, hey, I'm turning the corner and I think I have a chance to do something special? Anything stand out on the regular season anyway for you?
Yeah, I think the Orion tournament, you know, that's always had really tough competition there. And the season I was kind of hit or miss on wins and losses, kind of 50-50. But I think placing third there was pretty big. I've been there two other times and haven't placed yet, so coming out third is pretty good.
Jarrett Bailey, one of two state qualifiers for the Sherrard Tigers, along with the Tyler Rowling, again down at the State Farm Center this weekend. Jarrett Bailey, good luck.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor for the High School Sports Spotlight on this Thursday.